I have to look up. I tried to find out why. I think that like USA, I think it aired on USA.
It was on USA.
And they were allowed to like, they like something changed in the last 10 years where you were allowed to start saying things in USA you couldn't before, or
cable TV started being allowed to use F words after 9 p.m.
How do you know this?
Because I do a podcast about media for children.
I know, and 9 p.m. post 9 p.m. is not for kids. So clearly. Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Is This For Kids? I am Jonathan Bearded Blevins.
I am Katie, Mrs. Ruby.
And boy, do we have... You know what I almost did?
What'd you almost do?
I was gonna say, we have a show for you today. I almost wore a full suit for this episode.
That's like a me move.
Is This For Kids?
Like, I'm always very conscious of what I'm wearing for each episode of Is This For Kids.
I think it's a good contrast.
I think you've always worn the same hoodie.
Well, I'll switch hoodies and shirts and stuff, and I always switch hats, almost always. But like, it's what I wear. This is what I wear now.
I know.
I wear, if it's cold out, I wear this. If it's it's warm out, it's a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I wear sweatpants. Like, it's just, you know, you should wear something else so people know it's a different day. Hat. Hello.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I was going
to
wear a suit.
I try to theme my outfits, though. You're not a very good themer.
I don't want to be.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to, you know?
Me either.
No, you do a great job at it, though. It's the yin and yang.
It is. So today we're black and white.
Did you do it on purpose?
No, I didn't.
Well.
This was sort of my, like, you know, plain Jane.
Sure.
Because we're doing network TV. So I was like.
Okay, you did all this on purpose. You're doing such a great job.
I know. You guys should go back podcast. And see if you can find themes in my outfits. But after the first
and
like, the
themes
first
in the show.
Yeah.
We had a week on Netflix. Now we've got network TV.
Network TV.
Turned Netflix for two of the three,
yep.
Right? I don't know if where Friends is right now.
Friends is on, what's that thing? Netflix? No, they're
my
both
wife's
on Peacock.
DVD.
They're both on Peacock, actually.
Oh, interesting. Well. But Office was on Netflix, and that's where it had its
huge
resurgence. Which is crazy because this happens. This is what we're talking about right now. We're going to talk about Suits today. It's Suits for Kids. Suits was out, I think it ended in 2019, mm-hmm. and it was out for many years before that. And it is massive right now. It just was released on Netflix recently, and so people are rewatching. I had actually never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I had a hard time deciphering between Mad Men and Suits. People would each tell me about each one, and they're both about dudes in suits.
In suits,
and
yeah.
So I was like, I just got confused. But for some reason, my wife and I, a couple of months ago, were like, we should watch Suits. We need a new show.
Yeah.
And so we started watching it.
All right.
I'm going to tell you all about Suits today. Are you excited?
Yeah. I can feel the people that are watching the show wondering, like, Suits is not for kids. Why are we doing this episode?
Hmm.
So what do you think? Like, What made you want to do Suits for this?
Well, so a couple of things, right? Number one, when I was growing up, we were in the room often when my parents were watching a show.
Yes.
Right? So like the shows when I was growing up, we were watching Early Edition. Do you remember the show? I think I've talked about it on
we
this.
We talked about, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it. The guy gets the newspaper a day early. Touched by an Angel, we would watch. Mm-hmm. Everybody Loves Raymond was on often. I think back to like Home Improvement. Was on, and my parents weren't giving it a thought of like, are these shows for kids? Or are they not? Some of the ones I named are, you know, some of the ones might not be, but this is a show I think that a lot of people are watching. Their kids are maybe awake and they're like, oh, this is going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's just super viral. It's all over the internet right now.
Yeah.
And so sometimes kids will just, you know, if they have access to Netflix or whatever, they'll just start watching something because it's cool.
Right.
Some of the characters are very likable. And so it is a show that they could stumble onto and watch often.
For sure. Like Law & Order was never a kids show.
Yes.
Loved it all through. Like before Law & Order SVU became a thing, regular Law & Order with Jerry Orbach. Like I was into it and I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So like you're right.
My
like kids,
sick days in middle school was Law & Order and
Law
CSI.
Order. Yes. You're watching stuff that are completely not for kids, but parents need to know. Like what's in that? Should I be worried? What yeah. I like where 100%. Your head's at.
Thank you.
I love where your head's at.
Take that as an affirmation.
Hey, you who naysayer is about to say this is definitely not a kids show. John's got reasons.
That's right. And we're going to do three versions of this.
I'm always yelling at chat. I'm yelling at chat all the time.
They're not chat, technically.
I know, but we both have a Twitch background. If you're not familiar with Twitch, it's like a live streaming platform. So there's a live feed of chat. So I just assume that all of you who are watching are yelling words at us as we're going along.
Because that's what happens normally.
That is what right. happens normally. And when I listen to podcasts, I'm yelling all the time.
Yep.
Just
I've heard it. You'd be yelling during Suits. It's very interesting. So Suits is one of the most popular shows right now in the world again, which fascinates me. It follows Mike Ross, who is a genius character with a photographic memory that can't really seem to get his life together. He meets the best lawyer in New York, Harvey Specter, in a kind of funny first second episode to get the show going. And together they team up to solve new cases every single day with a bunch of love interests and drama in between.
I'm just thinking. Love interest is the Duchess of Sussex one of the love interests?
Because of the way I said it?
No, because she is.
Oh. Oh my gosh, yes. It's funny you say that because I keep thinking you're talking about
Meghan Markle. Who is no longer the Duchess of Sussex, having renounced.
Okay, see, this is where we're going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole, and that's totally okay. So you know stuff about this. I don't. For some reason, some of the girls in my life, they watch like the royal weddings. I don't understand. It makes zero sense to me. I am now all in on this Kate Middleton conspiracy, though. What the heck?
By the time this is out, this will be completely resolved.
Do you think?
She was never supposed to be back before Easter.
Oh, so she's fine.
Yeah, they probably put together. She probably doesn't look very good right now. She had abdominal surgery, like something bad.
I had no
happened.
Idea. I thought she was gone. I thought this was like a crazy conspiracy.
No, she was like supposed to be out from like December. So by the time this comes out, it'll have been solved because it'll be past Easter.
Okay.
But they, like, she wasn't supposed to be back until Easter, and they put out a photo for Mother's Day, which in the UK is much earlier than it is in the United States.
Yeah.
But she probably looked like crap, so they didn't want to take a picture of her. So yep. They like
doctor something
Frankensteined a picture together because they want everyone to believe that she's always beautiful. But you know, she's weird. A normal person who had abdominal surgery. She probably feels like crap.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so not really a fun conspiracy.
I don't think so. I think she's probably fine.
Okay, I hope she's okay. And by the time this episode airs, she's probably fine. The other one, though, mm-hmm. Meghan Markle. Yeah, she's in her show here in Suits. She and she's a main character and a very interesting one. You know, here's a couple things real quick about Suits. So, first of all, my friend said this. I wish I could remember who, so I could give them credit. They said that it's like the show House, if you've ever watched House, except in lawyer land. So in House, you remember, like, House, Dr. House is this genius, and he always gets these impossible-to-solve cases, and then he tries everything, and none of it works until finally when he's having a conversation or a moment that has nothing to do with the case, he has an aha moment where he solves it, goes back, and saves a day. That is Suits, except in the courtroom. It's an impossible case. You can't solve it. What are we going to do? We have to shut down the entire firm. What? There's no way. Only Harvey Specter can come up with a way, or Mike Ross. And then in some random conversation at a bar that has nothing to do with the case, they solve it. Aha! And they go on and they win. And it's just that over and over for every single episode.
All right.
See, you didn't like the comparison at first, but now you get it.
I mean, I'll give it to you. I thought House was always very clever because it was clearly Sherlock Holmes. His name is House Holmes. They live in the same. Their addresses are the same. He plays piano. Holmes played the violin.
Oh my gosh, I never caught that. That's insane.
Wilson, Watson. Like, it was.
Harvey plays piano.
It's very much a one-to-one corollary of a Sherlock Holmes episode. And I only watched a couple of episodes for Suits because this is one that you were going to lead and I'm going to be the parent in it.
Yeah.
So I only watched a couple of episodes of it and I did not get that vibe.
Okay, but hold on. House, Holmes, Harvey, he plays piano. I mean, maybe there's something there. I'm going to do some hardcore research.
What's his address?
I don't know, but I'm sure I can find out. Here's the deal, though, about Suits, okay? From a parenting perspective, you know, is it a show that can be on when the kids are around the house and doing something? Maybe. Like, there's not a lot of things that I would say are super red flags for parents. Like, there's language, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't want your kids hearing most of the words in the first few seasons, I have to look up. I tried to find out why. I think that, like, USA, I think it aired on USA.
It was on USA.
And they were allowed to, like, they, like, something changed in the last 10 years where you were allowed to start saying things in USA you couldn't before, or
cable TV started being allowed to use F words after 9 p.m.
How do you know this?
Because I do a podcast about media for children.
I know, and 9 p.m., post 9 p.m. is not for kids, so clearly.
Yeah.
But in the, yeah, towards the end of the other, maybe the last two or three seasons, mm-hmm. you hear a lot more F-bombs in Suits, which is funny because it's out of nowhere. You're just like, you weren't saying it for five seasons. And now it's like once or twice an episode. There's some sexual content for sure. Like I would say it almost once an episode. There's some type of, like, two characters are in bed, or it's a random hookup, or it's the morning after and they're having a conversation. So if you don't want that around when your kids are walking around and playing or doing whatever it is they're doing, then be careful of that. It doesn't show any nudity though, right? I'm trying to even think. I've seen every single episode with my wife. I don't even think that it shows like a butt all the way through, but there's clearly implied, you know, sex scenes and things happening.
So are these like casual hookups or are these relationships?
Both.
Okay.
Both. The ones that happen more consistently are the relationships, and the ones that are casual are few and far between, I would say, in comparison. There's some drugs for sure, mostly weed. And it is handled mostly well, but the two main characters, Mike and Harvey, end up celebrating one night and smoking together. And so it's kind of seen as this like bad thing in the first few seasons. And then later on, they kind of celebrate. Then later, Mike turns to it again when something kind of bad happens in his life. And everyone around him is like, you can't go back to this. And so it is interesting how like weed in general is just portrayed both as good and bad in the show.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Please. Like a parenting question. Because we live in neighboring states, right? My state, marijuana is illegal. We have no legalized marijuana, not for medical reasons, nothing. In your state, recreational marijuana is legal. Is that correct?
Correct.
So how do you approach that with your kids?
You know,
like, how do you address it?
It's interesting. I don't know that we've even had that conversation yet with our kids, because we don't take them in downtown Chicago. When you go to downtown Chicago now, it is just, you can just smell pot everywhere you go. It is, it's actually like, and I'm not a prude. I just am like, why is it everywhere? Mm-hmm. I don't love that. So in one time we were at Midway Airport and somebody just lit up and started smoking like while they were waiting for their bags. I know, it was wild.
Are you allowed to smoke
anything in an airport? You're not supposed to, but like no one said anything. And my kids were like, what is that smell? And I was like, I just told Jody, like, go take them away and we'll talk about it later. So they don't see it in their every single day life. And it hasn't changed much other than them being like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
That said, it's getting time probably for us to have the conversation.
Yeah.
My oldest just turned 9. Wow. But it is interesting, like, because the show really could be like it's in both states, because at first it's like this negative thing and then it's this fine thing.
Yeah, that's very much that Overton window that we're talking about, of things that used to be completely inappropriate, that like if a person was doing weed, that was an illegal, like that was a drug that you would show without having to like get, you know, too far into the drug culture, you could do weed. But now it's pretty socially acceptable. So. Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
You know, I look at the show in general, and it's funny because I didn't even know we were going to review it as I was watching it necessarily. Mm-hmm. It was in the back of my mind though. And I think, you know, how different is it? You talked about the Overton window. Mm-hmm. How different is it compared to shows that would have been aired similarly when I was growing up in the 90s? And I would say it's quite different. It's more sexual. The language is certainly worse. It seems like it's worse on purpose. Mm-hmm. Like it's just trying to get words in. Like a lot of it doesn't really make sense. I've never been in a law firm, so maybe there's just tons of language flying around in law firms. Totally possible. And so it does seem like just a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids around, unless they were like doing something else or in a completely different room. I will say I love the show, right? As a parent, love it. I don't think it's made for adults. I don't think that it would be interesting for kids. I do think the character development is done really well. Most of the time when they make bad choices, they learn a lesson from it. Mm-hmm. Anytime that there's like cheating happening in a relationship, they say sorry, they become a better person. The character development is pretty good for most of them throughout, and they help each other. Like they help each other a ton in scenarios. So for me, you know, I don't know. I just think of the shows that my parents watched, they were way more appropriate than the shows that that right now are kind of trending and famous again all over the place. And so I would say like 14, 15 years old with a parent is probably fine, but you might not be interested. Mm-hmm. 16 and up is probably fine, because it really is mostly about the cases and each individual case. And Mike Ross has this awesome bleeding heart and just wants to help everybody. Mm-hmm. And Harvey Specter is impossible to root against because he's just really charming.
All he does is win
no matter what.
No matter what.
100%. Right. You know, this is a fun little practical advice I've never given on the show. If you don't want your kid to be a lawyer, don't have him watch the show, because I watched the show and I was like, oh, I can do this.
Or what you could do is just bring up the hiring rates of people out of law school and how long it takes them to pay off their student loan debt, and what are the odds that they're going to become personal injury attorneys?
Interesting.
Sorry.
You said something recently in an episode that I'm going to echo here as well.
Okay.
I do think they do a really good job of handling Mike Ross. His spoiler alert, his parents both die in a car crash when he is pretty young. I think he's like 11 or 12. And that has a huge impact on his life because he then lives with his grandma and then ends up wanting to take care of his grandma as he's becoming this lawyer and figuring his life out. And then often it will come up in as like trauma in cases. So he sees they were killed by a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. And so he'll get a drunk driving case and like just go crazy on the person because like there's that vendetta there. But I think it does a really good job of showing that relationship. And actually, Mike Ross becomes friends with a priest later on in one of the scenes. Like it's actually his priest when he was a kid, and he goes and visits him and has this like friendship with him, and is kind of the priest continues to kind of counsel him through what's happening in his life. And they do a really good job of portraying the priest in the show.
Oh, you never see that.
I know, it was shocking.
Yeah.
And so some positives there for you that it might be worth watching if you've got a kid who's a little older who has a, you know, some trauma that they dealt with.
Yeah.
Could be a good thing for them. But I would say 14, 15, 16.
You always have these wild ranges.
Well, because it's like we talk about, right? If I have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, I'd probably watch it both.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I just had a 14-year-old, I'd probably wait a year or two.
Yeah. I watched
That's
a couple
where my of, range is.
Yeah, I watched a couple of episodes of Suits, not as nearly as much as you did in preparation for this. And my soon-to-be 16 and my 14-year-old son's, 16-year-old daughter, 14-year-old son, were in the room with me, and they were bored. Like they
just, yeah, it's just
it
not made
show.
For kids.
Yeah, so it's not designed for kids. It's probably semi-appropriate for teenagers. All right.
Yeah, my last comment on it is I don't think that it does a great job of showing like respectful dialogue in the work environment. Like I've seen, and I know it's a show, so whatever, like it's fun, but like I've had a grown-up job for 15 years.
Yeah.
Kind of, well, not anymore. Oh, yeah, I still do. And like you don't scream at someone at the top of your lungs in a work environment. That is not healthy. It happens kind of often throughout the show, and I know it's just a dramatic show, but that part was it stuck out
to
me.
A little wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So
there you go. Suits. Check it out with your 14, 15, or 16-year-old, or don't. Up to you.
John, where can people find more content from us, more information from us? If they wanted to look at your amazing face for several hours on it, maybe on a loop, just saying the same thing over 60 seconds in a row, where would they find that?
Wow. They would go to isthisforkids.com.
Yeah.
And they would see anything that we're doing on our YouTube or Instagram. And then we've got a bunch of announcements that we're going to be making coming up here as well. So follow us on Instagram and YouTube and just continue listening. Give us 5-star reviews. Let us know what it is that you want to hear us review next.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a lot of content out there for parents to wade through.
I'm Jonathan Beard of Blevins.
I'm Katie, Mrs. Ruby. Let us help you decide.
Is this for kids?